息生日，我们在一起来会堂敬拜神。
And thank God, this is the Holy Sabbath day that we can gather here to worship Him.
今天是安息生日，是主耶稣祝福的日子。
And this is the Holy Sabbath day, is the day that He blessed.
所以愿主的恩惠常与我们同在。
May God's grace be upon all of us.
我们今天也是教会一年一度的敬老会。
And today, it is our annual paying tribute to our elders, elderly members.
每一年大概都在这个时候，会特别对教会的长辈有一个机会来表达我们晚辈对他们的敬意。
And every year, at about this time, we will pay tribute to them.
这是教会一个美好的传统。
And this is a good custom in our church.
有时候在一个新建立的教会的地方呢，没有老人。
And sometimes in a newly established church, there is no elderly members.
因为都是年轻人到外面去读书、工作，然后再让你家人聚会，在那里组成一个祈祷所和教会。
And many churches are established because the younger generation would go out to the city to work and start a church.
那所以一开始在教会初建立的时候，通常都没有什么老人。
And so in the beginning of establishment of a church, there is usually no elderly members.
就像小丽所住的，现在在 Denver, Colorado 的地方，所有的信徒基本上都是年轻人没有所谓的老人。
And just like where I reside in Denver, Colorado, that is a newly established church, and there's no elderly members there.
很多小朋友，很多新生的婴孩。
And there are many newborn infants and also children.
但是就没有老人。
And there's no elderly members.
那所以有时候教会里面有老人，其实是一个很大的福气。
So having elderly members in a church is a great blessing.
因为老人家他生活的经历比较丰富。
Because elderly members experience much in their lives.
所以有人说，家里如果有一个老，家有一老，就像如同有一宝一样。
And just like what people said, if you have an elderly member living in your house, it's like having a treasure in your home.
所以老人家其实就是做儿女的，做孙子孙女们的宝贝。
So an elderly member is a treasure to the children and also the grandchildren.
那这个是圣经里面的道理。
And this is the teaching in the Bible.
那我们在教会里面，这个教会成为神的家。
And this church is the house of God.
所以在家里面，我们总是希望说，父母是一个非常有爱心、非常尽责的父母。
And in a house, we all wish that the parents is a very responsible and loving people.
我们期待我们的家庭、我们的孩子都是很顺服非常听话的后代。
And we wish that our younger generation is someone who listens to us.
是很有礼貌，也很懂事的。
And many respectful and mature.
那这样一个我们在家庭里面的期待，其实在我们的教会里面也是一样的。
And this kind of expectation should be the same in the church.
所以古时候的人说，父慈子孝，就是父亲就当父亲的样子。有父亲应该有的作为。
So in ancient time, there's a saying that if you're a father, you need to act like one.
那子儿女的做儿女就要像做儿女的样子。
And if you're a child, you need to act like a child.
所以当父慈子孝、兄友弟恭的时候，这个家庭就是蒙福的，这个家庭就是兴旺的。
And when everyone play their role in the house, then this house is blessed.
那这个家庭就充满温暖，就是我们每一个人在这个家庭成长的时候，就会觉得很幸福。
And this home is warm, so when you're in this home, then you will feel very blessed.
所以我们都是从家庭里面长大出来的。
And all of us came from a certain family.
我们都有我们原来的父母亲把我们抚养长大。
We all have parents who raised us.
那当我们长大以后，我们结婚成家，我们建立一个新的家庭。
And when we grew up and have our own family,
我们也在这个家庭里面在抚养我们的后代。
And in this family, we raise our children.
所以基本上我们人的一生是脱离不了家庭的。
So basically, in our lifetime, we cannot depart from the world family.
所以家庭其实整个社会的最基本的单元。
So family is the basic unit of a society.
当这个家庭都非常的幸福的时候，其实整个社会就非常的祥和。
So when all the families are blessed, then the society is blessed.
今天教会其实也是我们每一个家庭组成的。
And a church is established by many families.
我们如果每一个家庭都真的把圣经里面有关于这个家庭生活应该有的指导把它行出来。
And if all the family members can practice what it is written in the Bible,
那我们整个教会其实也会觉得很兴旺。
then our church will be prosperous.
我们每一个人都知道我们在神面前应该要尽的职分。
So we will know our duties and roles in the church.
我们在教会里面就会非常的有秩序。
Then there will be order in the church.
我们每一个人都会觉得在这里很好。
And every one of us will feel very good to be here.
因为在这个神的家里面有爱。
Because there's love in this family.
那所以其实教会它是主耶稣基督的身体。
And we know that church is the body of Christ.
教会是什么？
What is the church?
请看提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书第三章。
First Timothy chapter 3.
第三章，请看第十五节。
Please read verse 15.
倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。
Verse 15. But if I'm delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God.Which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这里说神的家就是这个神的家就是永生神的教会。
And here says, house of God is the church of the living God.
那这个教会他说就是就是真理的柱石和根基。
And this church, the pillar and ground of the truth.
也就是说在这个神的教会里面是在传扬真理也在支持真理的。
So this church of God is the one that supports and practice truth.
所以教会它的目的就是要让神的这个真理能够被发扬光大，然后被人真的在家里实行出来。
So the role of a church is to practice truth, so people can practice the truth at home.
所以教会一定要实行真理。
So church must practice truth.
那教会就是我们弟兄姐妹所组成的。
And church is composed of all the brothers and sisters.
那我们每一个人在我们的家里面也需要把这个真理行出来。
In our own home, we need to practice this truth.
所以有关于这个圣经里面所讲的真理，包含其实非常多的内容。
And containing this truth written here, it contains much content.
我们今天就把我们的重点放在有关于孝顺这件事情来。
And today we will put emphasis on filial piety.
因为我们今天要特别举开敬老会，要利用这个机会，让我们想想我们对长辈应该要怎么样来对待。
And because today we will pay tribute to our elderly members, so we need to know how to act.
那同时也让我们的长辈能够再次想想，我们要怎么样才能够真的成为一个被尊敬的长者。
And at the same time, the elderly member can learn how to be one that is respected.
因为我们人跟人之间是互相的，是双方面的。
This interaction between men is two ways.
有时候单向的一个很想要做什么事情，并不会有什么效果。
Because if you do it one way, then it's not effective.
但是如果这个长辈跟晚辈之间都知道真理，也能够愿意顺服真理，那么这个家这个教会就非常的和乐。
Because if all members can practice the truth, then there will be harmony in the church.
真的能够达到圣经里面所说的神的家里面就是这个爱的发源地。
Then we can achieve what it says in the Bible that church is the source of love.
因为教会是神的家。
Because church is the house of God.
神主耶稣基督是教会的头。
And Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
我们每一个人都是听从他的指导。
And every one of us listen to his command.
那神就是爱。
God is also love.
所以这个神的家应该就是爱的发源地。
So God's church is the source of love.
在这里我们都可以感受到这个爱的所带来的祝福。
And here we can receive the love of the blessing of love.
那所以在这个神的家里面，它事实上是有秩序的。
And in this church of God, there is an order.
我们每一个人都连属在主耶稣基督这个身体上。
And everyone is connected to this body of Christ.
我们在教会里面，我们彼此都互称为弟兄姐妹。
And in church, we call each other brothers and sisters.
所以不管你年纪多大，年纪多轻，我们都是同为弟兄或姐妹。
And no matter of your age, that everyone is called brothers and sisters.
但是虽然我们是同为弟兄姐妹，但是我们在人跟人相处上面却不能够缺少秩序。
And although we call each other brothers and sisters, but there cannot be lack of order in the church.
所以在教会里面，一个年轻的小弟兄、小姐妹，不能够叫那个老比较年长的这些长辈直接说某某弟兄。
So as an younger child, you cannot call an older member by name.
理论上是可以这样讲，没有错。
And although theoretically you can do it,
但是在一个家里面，如果这样子称呼，就觉得很奇怪。
But if you do it at your own house, it may sound weird.
因为这样子就觉得好像很有距离。
Because it sounded like there's a great distance between you two.
但是当我们做晚辈，能够会称呼我们的长辈，有一个，比如说是一个叔叔、一个哥哥、一个姐姐，那这样子的称呼就让整个家庭变得很温暖。
But if you can call the older generation by uncles so and so or auntie so and so, then there is an order.
那这个就是神的家。
Then this is the house of God.
所以教会里面其实它是有主耶稣基督的爱，又有人间里面这个人跟人间的感情在当中的。
So in a church, there is the love of Jesus Christ, and also there's interaction between members.
那我们想一个人能够活到70岁，其实不简单呢。
So if you think if you can live until 70 years old, it's not that easy.
因为我们敬老会是年纪到70岁以上的，我们特别会给他们这个机会给他们一个特别的因为也不是说特别的对待，但是就是。教会表达一份小小的心意而已。
So today we will pay tribute to anyone who is older 70 years old, and this is a special event for them.
因为能够活到70岁，已经人生走过这70年的寒暑，
so、
经历这世界上的种种的事情。
And if you can live till 70 years old, you have experienced much in this life.
这是要有神的恩典。
You must have the grace of God.
也是要有个人。不断地保护自己，保养自己的身体。
And you must also take care of yourself.
所以圣经说我们人一生70岁到80岁。
And Bible says that in the lifetime of a man, it should be 70 or 80 years old.
这其实是主耶稣基督的恩典在我们身上。
And this is actually the grace of God on our,
on
our life.
让我们存活。
God give us the life.
所以年长的人很感谢神能够活到这把岁数。
So as an elderly person, you are thankful to live until 70.
我们年幼的，我们会想说，因为我们不知道神给我们日子有多长，我们是不是能够活到那个时候被敬老，我们不知道啊。
As a younger members, we don't know if we will reach 70 years old.
有人年纪轻轻的时候生病就走了。
And some die when they're very young.
有人身体很健康，但是碰到意外他也走了。
Some people who are healthy, but they encounter accident and they depart from this world.
所以在这个世上，没有人能够肯定说我们能够活到多久。
So in this world, we cannot guarantee to a certain age.
只有神知道我们的年限。
Only God knows our.
但是我们每一天活着，就是我们的，就是属于我们的，我们就有机会。
So even so, when we live in this world, we have an opportunity.
我们活着就有盼望。
When we live, we have a hope.
所以当我们看到教会的年长者，我们就想说。如果我们有机会能够活到这么年纪大的时候，我们应该是怎么样一个表现呢？我们会是什么样一个情况呢
？So if we look at the elderly, if we live until their age, how should we act?
好，那我们每一个人都是父母亲把我们养大的。
And every one of us were raised by our parents.
如果有机会，我们可能会成为我们的孩子的父母。
And if there's a chance that we will be a parent ourselves.
那所以我们其实人就在这一个不断在学习的过程当中，在成长，在经历这个人生。
So through our life, we continue to learn.
那圣经里面在讲有关于孝顺的这个道理，它把它列为是诫命之一。
And in the Bible, filial piety is one of the commandments.
圣经里面给我们神的十条诫命。
And in the Bible, God gave us the Ten Commandments.
我们现在请看出埃及记第二十章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
教会里面基本上来教会的人都会知道说，教会里面讲神的十诫。
And anyone that goes to a church would know about the Ten Commandments.
那十诫，它就在规范我们人在这个世上对神对人应该要有的基本态度。
And the Ten Commandments can be divided into two parts: one toward God and one toward man.
那第二十章出埃及记二十章从第二节开始，它就要讲神的十诫。
And starting from chapter 20, verse 2, it started to illustrate the Ten Commandments.
第二节一开始是说
chapter 2,
我是主你们的神。
I am the Lord, your God.
首先定义他是谁。
And he is telling us who he is.
接下来他的命令是他这个神发出来的。
And then he gave us his commandments.
这个神曾经把他的百姓从埃及为奴之家领出来的。
And he brought the Israelite from Egypt out of the land of bondage.
那第三节开始说，除我以外不可有别的神。
Verse 3 says, "You should have no other gods before me."
第一条诫命。
This is the first commandment.
敬拜独一的神。
To worship one true God.
第四节说，不可以为自己雕刻偶像，也不可以做什么形象仿佛就是上天下地，地底下水中百物，不可以跪拜这些像。
You should not make yourself and carve image or any likeness of anything and worship it.
这是第二戒,
This is the second commandment, you cannot worship idols.
第三戒, 这第七节说,
and the third commandment is written in verse 7, you should not take the name of the Lord in vain.
也就是说,
and you cannot joke with God's name.
不可以拿神的名去做一些世界上的事情。
You cannot use the name of God to do worldly things.
要把神的名尊敬他, 用来敬拜, 用来求告, 用来可以得救的。
And you must respect and honor name of God.
好, 那到第八节, 就说要纪念安息日, 守为圣日。
Verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
这时候第四戒,
this is the fourth commandment to remember the Sabbath day.
到这里, 前面这世界都是关于拜神的事情。
And all these, the previous four regarding worshiping God.
到第十二节开始,
Verse 12 on.
这是第五节说, 当孝敬父母, 使你的日子在主你神所赐你的地上得以长久。
This is the fifth commandment in verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the day which the Lord your God is giving you.
然后从十二节开始, 一直到第十七节, 这后面的这六条诫命都是跟人有关系的。
And from verses 12 through 17, these commandments have to do with man.
有关于人的第一条就是要孝敬父母。
Regarding interaction with man, the first one of these commandments is to honor your parents.
那这个孝敬父母的结果说使我们在世上的日子可以长久。
And the result of honoring your parents is that your days may be long.
那我们可以住在神所赐的土地上。
And you can live on the land which the Lord your God is giving you.
所以这条诫命特别在规范我们做子女的对我们的父母亲应该要有的态度跟做法。
And this commandment is to tell us how to respect our parents.
这条诫命因为它是在有关人的部分的第一条, 所以保罗在以弗所书第六章, 他特别这样说明。
And because this is the first commandment dealing with man, then that's why Paul in Ephesians chapter 6 said, Ephesians chapter 6,
第一节,
verse 1.
以弗所书六章第一节说, 你们做儿女的要在主里听从父母, 这是理所当然的。
Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right.
第二节到第三节说, 要孝敬父母, 使你得福, 在世长寿, 这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Verse 2, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
第三节继续,
Verse 3, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth.
好, 第四节说, 你们做父亲的, 不要惹儿女的气, 只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
Verse 4, and you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord.
这一段圣经特别在对主里的家庭生活, 特别是亲子关系做指导。
And this is a direction in regarding the interaction between parents and children.
第二节他特别提到说, 要孝敬父母, 使你得福, 在世长寿, 这是第一条带应许的诫命。
And verse 2 says, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise.
他所谓第一条带应许, 就是因为他是在人间里面, 啊, 对人的部分, 而且是特别附带有福气的一条诫命。
And this is a commandment with a promise regarding the interaction between two human beings. And if we look at the Ten Commandments by our Lord God,
and
the first four commandments have to do with worshiping God.
人其实我们在敬畏神的时候,
and when we worship God, we will receive the blessing.
特别说第四戒的安息圣日,
especially the fourth commandment, remembering the Sabbath.
因为安息圣日是神祝福的日子。
Because Sabbath day is one that is filled with promise.
因为安息日是神在创造天地的时候就已经设定的。
And when God created heaven and earth, he already established Sabbath day.
所以安息日是早在律法之前,在颁布十诫之前,神就已经定下了规则。
So this Sabbath day was actually established before the laws and commandments.
神已经特别说他祝福这一天。
And he said he will bless this day.
所以这一个观念很重要的。
And this is a very important concept.
我们看创世纪第二章。
Look at Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪第二章。
Genesis chapter 2.
第二章,请看第三节。
Please read verse 3.
第三节特别说神赐福给第七日定为圣日，因为在这日神息了他一切的创造的工，就安息了。
Verse 3, then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because it is his rest, because in it he rested from his work which God has created and made.
特别说神祝福第七天了。
And here says God blessed the seventh day.
那神把它定为圣日，是神定的。
And God sanctified this day.
既然是神定的，人就不能改啊。
Although it's already set by God, we cannot change it.
那神定他，他就给他福气了。
And if God sets it, then he will bless it.
那其实安息日是为我们人设立的。
And we know that Sabbath day is set for human being.
神知道人需要休息。
God knew that human being needs to rest.
所以他给人这样一个规矩。
So he gave us this order.
这个规矩人如果去遵守，人就得福气了。
If we follow it, then we will be blessed.
所以神特别赐福第七天就是安息日。
This is why God blessed the seventh day as a Sabbath day.
今天就是第七天，就是安息圣日。
This is the seventh day, the Sabbath day.
所以当我们尊重神，我们愿意听从神的这个吩咐，我们把这一天分别出来。
And if we respect God and follow this commandment,
我们必然得福。
Then we will be blessed.
这是为什么很多福气都是在安息日的时候降下来。
And this is why many blessings are showered upon on the Sabbath day.
有时候真的会感受到在星期在安息日的时候特别喜乐。
And so we would experience joy on the Sabbath day.
我们觉得这一天很满足。
And we're satisfied on this day.
所以我们有一个小朋友说，他最喜欢的那一天就是星期六。
And one of the children said that his happiest day is the Sabbath day.
每一天每一次的安息日，礼拜六的时候，他都迫不及待想要早点来教会。
And every Saturday he would he can't wait to come to church.
因为这一天真的是神祝福的。
Because this day is a day blessed by God.
这里可以得到满足。
And he can be satisfied.
这是神在诫命里面所放进去的福气。
And this is the commandment filled with promise.
那所以第四诫其实就有福气的。
The fourth commandment is filled with blessing.
那第五戒他说孝敬父母，再加上一个额外的福气。
And the fifth commandment to honor your father and mother. This is another blessing.
所以这个是带应许的，这个就是怎样去做就能够有这个福气的。
This is one with promise. If you do it, you will be blessed.
那圣经里面他讲这个孝敬父母。
And regarding filial piety in the Bible.
第这个出埃及记二十章里面一开始在讲第十二节说是要孝敬父母了哈。
And in chapter 20, Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, it began by saying, honor your father and mother.
我们就会发现英文的翻译跟中文的翻译不太一样啊。
And we realize that the translation between Chinese and English version is different.
英文它一直强调是要 honor.
And
就是要尊敬啊。
English, you need to honor.
因为其实在旧约圣经里面，在希伯来文当中啊，这个孝敬这个字眼本身就是把它看得很重。很沉重，就是对父母亲要看得很重，很重要。
And in the Hebrew version, the word honor is something that is respected very much.
就是要把父母亲看成在我们的心目中非常的重要，很有分量。
And you have to see your father and mother as somebody who is very important and respectful to you.
所以其实这里面就已经在说明，我们要怎么样让我们的父母亲在我们心目当中有分量呢。
And this is how we can put emphasis in our heart.
我们就是会认为我们的父母亲对我们来说生命很对我们的生命很重要。
And we must see that our parents must be very important to our heart.
在我们的观念里面，我们会觉得缺少他不行。
And in our thoughts, we must think that we cannot do without them.
所以我们也会希望说我们的父母亲啊，能够在人的面前也能够被尊重。
And we must feel that our parents should be respected by other people.
所以我们你看，我们做子女的，如果孝敬父母的，我们也希望说我们的表现在人面前能够让我们的父母亲觉得很有荣耀。
So if we honor our father and mother, then in our action, we must make them proud.
所以做就好像我们今天在教会里面，我们的信仰。
And for example, our faith in the church.
我们说什么事情都是为了要荣耀神而行。
In everything we do, we must glorify God.
因为我们在教会里面，我们知道我们称为神的儿女。
And in the church, we are the children of God.
在天上，我们有位父亲。
We have a father in heaven.
所以我们在世上的时候，我们要凡事让我们在天上的父亲得到荣耀。我们不能够让我们的天父的名被羞辱。
So in our life, we must do things to glorify our Father in heaven and not to put him in shame.
如果是同样一个观念
with the same thinking,
那我们今天 我们做子女的要怎么样在人面前让我们的父母亲得荣耀，其实也是很重要。
As a children, we must think how can our action bring honor to our parents.
所以这个所谓很沉重，就是说，这个父母亲在我们的生命当中，我们的做法里面都会觉得都会去考虑到他。
So in everything we do in our life, we will consider about our parents.
所以一个孝敬父母的人，他一定会在人面前很注意他自己的言行举止，他的表现。
And somebody who honors their father and mother, he will be careful in his action and words.
也就是不要让我们的行为让人觉得说，哎，你的父母亲是怎么教你的？你是怎么长大，怎么会变这个样子
？So other people will not say who are your parents and why did they bring you up this way?
因为我们这样表现，其实就是人家就是反映说，哎，你的父母亲是这样子把你养大，你的父母亲。好像也不行吧。
And if somebody questioned how we were raised, that brings shame to our parents.
那但是反过来，如果我们真的是表现得非常的突出啊。
But if we are outstanding in our action and words,
人家也会说，哎，这个家庭，这个父母亲真的不容易。
Then somebody would say, wow, your parents must raise you right.
所以所谓的把父母亲看得很重要。
So if you put great emphasis on your parents,
我们其实就是会在众人面前。把我们自己呈现出来的时候，去反映出我们的父母亲，其实他们真的是很尽责的父母。
So in front of other people, they will see that our parents put emphasis in our lives.
这个叫做尊重父母。
This is how you honor your father and mother.
所以我们中文把它翻成孝敬父母亲哈。
And in the Chinese version, it says to give filial piety to your father and mother.
其实是因为在做中文翻译的时候，特别把中国人的这个。孝敬的观念把它放进去的。
And in the Chinese translation, they put in the thinking of a Chinese culture.
因为在我们原传统的这个思想里面呢
，in our traditional thinking,
对父母亲本来就是非常的尊重了。
And we need to honor our parents.
你看古人说这个孝顺有三个层面呢。
And ancient Chinese speaking, there are three levels to filial piety.
最高的就是尊亲，就是尊敬父母亲了。
And highest level is to respect your parents.
第二个等级就是不辱父母，就是不会让父母觉得很羞辱。
And second level is to not put your parents in shame.
然后第三个就是要能够奉养父母。
And the third level is to support your parents.
所以尊亲、不辱、奉养。
And first one is to respect.Second one is not put them in shame, and the third one is to support your parents.
所以对做子女的对父母亲要尊敬，要顺从。
So as a children, we need to respect and follow them.
而且要能够奉养他们的老。
And you must support their lives.
所以我们说孝敬父母就是要孝顺又加上尊敬嘛。
So to honor your parents is to pay respect and also practice filial piety.
那孝顺就是要愿意顺服啊。
And to give filial piety, you must submit to them.
要能够奉养他们呢。
And you must support their lives.
所以其实我们中文的翻译其实把我们人做子女应该要表现的，把它表达的非常的完整。
And so give the Chinese version is filial piety. It gives a better explanation of what to do.
父母是生养我们的人呢。
And our parents are the ones who raised us.
但是我们的生命是神给的。
But our lives is given by God.
但是我们是由父母亲生出来的。
But we were born by our mother.
那所以子女是神给父母亲的产业。
So children are an inheritance to our parents.
父母是代替神在地上养活，把他的神的这个人把他培养成人。
And our parents are entrusted by God to raise us.
所以我们今天如果是一个敬畏神的人
So if we are one with that fears God
我们知道生命是从神来
We know our lives is given by God
很自然的我们也会尊敬我们在世上的父母亲
And naturally we will honor our father and mother
我们会感激他们的养育之恩
And we will thank them for what they have done for us
因为如果没有父母亲把我们养大我们人没有一个人能够自己这样活起来的啦
And without a mother and father, then no one can survive.
所以当我们会感谢我们在地上的父母的时候
So when we give thanks to our father and mother,
其实我们才有办法真正去感谢那个看不见的天上的神
Then this way we can truly honor the God that we cannot see.
就好像我们今天说要爱神，但是我们没有办法爱看得见的人，那怎么可能爱神呢？
So if we say we love God, but we do not love the people around us, how can we actually love God?
所以有人说孝敬是敬神之本，要尊敬神的前提一定要先懂得孝敬父母亲的。
So to honor our God, we must honor our parents first.
有些人他们不认识神，但是他们很孝敬父母亲。
Some people who do not know God, but they honor their parents.
但是一个人他如果来认识了这个是生命的神以后，
But if this person come and know that this is the God that gave us lives,
他一定很自然的会去尊敬又会顺从这位天上的神。
And naturally, he will submit and honor this God in heaven.
因为他已经在地上已经这样子在听从在孝顺他的父母亲了。
Because he already practiced filial piety in this world.
那等到他认识哦，原来我们还有一个天上的父亲。
Then when he realized that there is a Father in heaven.
他是一切的源头，我们一切都从他来的。
And he is the source of all things.
那当然我们更应该要尊敬他，要听从他。
Of course, we will honor and respect him.
哦。那同样的一个真正敬畏神的人
And likewise, if somebody who truly fears God
也必然是一个孝顺父母亲的人
Then he will be one that honors his father and mother
所以我们今天如果在我们的家里我们是一个不孝子
But if in our home, if we are disrespectful to our parents
那我们说我们是一个怎么样敬畏神的人那是骗人的
And we say that how we fear God, then we're lying
哦，所以这两件事情是相关的
But so these two things are related
我们会孝顺父母亲，我们会敬畏我们的神。
So if we honor our father and mother, then we will naturally honor our God.
但是我们又要想，这个孝顺这个事情是要学习的，是不会自己不会就学会的。
And filial piety is something that we need to learn. We do not know it naturally.
因为我们地上的行为都是从学习的过程来的，累积来的。
What we know in this world is something that we learn.
你看，我们每一个人很自然的在这个。生长过程当中，就是母亲不断的给予，然后给予呵护，然后去支持他，然后让他长大起来。
And in our lives, our parents continue to support and give to us so we can be raised up.
所以我们很自然的去领受，但是我们很难会去付出了。
So it is easy for us to receive, but it's hard to give.
所以孝顺这个事情，如果没有经过学习，没有经过提醒，我们很容易就把它忘记了。
So without learning and also be reminded, then it's hard for us to learn filial piety.
这个末世有一个危机。
And there is a crisis in this end time.
这个危机就是人会把这个亲情把它忘记淡化。
And this crisis is that people will forget about honoring their father and mother.
人就会变得忘恩负义。
Then they would be disrespectful to their parents.
如果我们看提摩太前书第三章。
Turn to First Timothy,
后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
第三章他在第五四节的地方哈。
In verse 4.
第二节对不起，第二节。
Verse 2.
第三章第二节说。
Chapter 3 verse 2.
这个就是在描述末世危险的日子。的时候人的表现
And this is to illustrate the last days, the perilous time.
第二节特别说，那时候人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财。
For men will be lover of themselves and money.
人是自夸、狂傲又谤读的。
Boaster, proud, blasphemer.
然后接下来说，要会违背父母，会忘恩负义，会心不圣洁。
And disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy.
所以你看，这个末世的危机之一是人会忘恩负义，人会违背父母。
And in this last day, the crisis that people will be disobedient to their parents and unthankful.
所以我们做儿女的，我们要很小心呢。
So as children, we must be very careful.
当我们被这个世界潮流影响的时候
，and when we are influenced by the trend of this world,
其实很自然的，我们就很容易忘恩负义的。
Naturally, we will be unthankful to our parents.
那所以要孝敬父母这个事情要学习，要不断的去自我提醒。
So to honor our parents, we must continue to learn and to be reminded.
那要怎么样？什么叫做孝敬父母
？So how do we practice filial piety？
我们首先要懂得听从父母亲。
And first, we must submit to them。
哦，所以刚刚我们读过了《以弗所书》第六章啊，第一节说，做儿女的要在主里听从父母。
And in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 we said, "In the Lord, we must listen to our parents."
所以听从父母亲啊，这个是要有一个加上一个前提，就是在主里面听从。
And to obey our parents, we must do it in the Lord.
这是因为有时候。我们的父母亲他不认识神的时候
And sometimes our parents do not know God.
有时候他们可能要我们去做一些得罪神的事情
They may ask us to do things against God.
那这个时候我们 要尊敬神，要敬畏神，胜过在地上的父母了。
But so at this time, we must honor our God more than honoring our parents.
因为我们知道，其实父母亲是神对儿女的代管人而已。
And the father and mother are only managers of our from God.
儿女不是父母亲的所有权人啊。
And the children are not the possession of the parents.
不是属父母的了。
They do not belong to the parents.
是属神的。
They belong to God.
那父母只是代管人而已了。
And the parents are only
那是一个 in trust， 对，他是被神托护的。
And the children are only entrusted to the parents.
那所以当父母亲他给儿女的一些命令是违背神的诫命的时候，我们就要尊重神。
And when the commands of the parents is against God's command, then we must honor God.
那这个时候，那个神其实他为我们开路的。
And at this time, God will give us the path.
那神，我们尊重神的结果，一定会得到神的祝福了。
And when we respect and honor God, then we will be blessed.
所以这个在主里听从父母，这个是第一个要求。
So the first requirement is to honor our father and mother.
那第二个说要尊敬哈。
And second is to respect them.
要尊敬。那我们现在看一节经节，看箴言。
Turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
箴言二十章。
Proverbs chapter 20.
二十章，我们看二十节哈。
Verse 20。
二十章。
Chapter 20。
二十节这里说，咒骂父母的，他的灯必灭啊，变为漆黑的黑暗。
Chapter 20, verse 20. Whoever curses his father or his mother, his lamp will be put out in deep darkness.
这里说咒骂父母的，就是你看一个人如果他不懂得尊敬父母，他一定会有这种有时候人一脾气来的时候，生气的时候，很容易就这样做。
And if somebody who does not respect his father or mother when he is angry, he will curse his parents.
那这个咒骂父母的这个灯必灭，这个就是神的惩罚了。
And if you curse your father and mother, your lamp will be put into deep darkness. This is the curse of God.
再看一节经节，二十三章，箴言二十三章。
Turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言二十三章。
Chapter 23.
看二十二节。
Verse 22.
这里说，你要听从生你的父亲，你母亲老了也不可以藐视她。
Listen to your father who begot you, and do not despise your mother when she is old.
这里说父母亲老的时候不可以藐视。
And we cannot despise our parents when they are old.
因为老的时候学东西就比较慢。
Because when somebody who is old, then they learn things slower.
可能真的会跟不上时代，会落伍了。
And they may not follow the trend.
但这个时候做儿女的要尊重他们。
So at this time, as children, we must respect them.
我们不能够被这个社会潮流影响。
We cannot be influenced by the trend of this world.
这个社会所谓的成功都是用你有多少能力来界定衡量的。
And the success of this world, it's depend on your ability.
但其实我们今天在父母亲的在我们对待父母亲的这个做法上，不可用所谓的能力来衡量他。
So when we treat our parents, we cannot treat them based on their ability.
所以即使他们老了什么都不会，也值得我们尊敬。
Even if they're old and they cannot do anything, we still need to respect them.
有时候身体老化，机能退化了，什么都不会的。
And when they're old, they tend to be forgetful. They cannot learn.
做子女的还是要尊重他。
As children, we must still respect them.
所以让父母亲觉得有尊严，有安全感。
So the parents will feel that they're respected and they're safe.
有时候做父母亲的年老的时候，就变得很依赖他的自己的儿女。
And sometimes when parents are old, they rely heavily on their children.
但这个时候，其实就是儿女要提供给父母亲一个很安全的环境的时候了。
And this is when the children must supply a safe haven for them.
我们有一个姐妹啊，她照顾她的九十几岁的妈妈。
And we have a sister who takes care of her 90-year-old mother.
她把她的妈妈把她当成小 baby 这样在照顾她。
She treated her mother like a little baby.
那他的妈妈其实感谢神身体还不错。
And thank God that her mother is still somewhat healthy.
只是年纪大了，什么东西都慢了。
But everything she does is a little bit slower.
跟他住在一起。
And they live together.
做什么事情一定要把妈妈带在旁边。
And everything that she does, she will bring her mother.
她要做什么事一定要是让妈妈可以看得到她。
And in everything that she does, her mother will see her.
她有时候在厨房忙，妈妈就在餐厅在那里画画。
And sometimes when she is cooking in the kitchen, then the mother would sit in a dining room watching her and drawing.
三不五时跑出来跟妈妈讲说：“妈妈，我在这里哦。”
And then once a while, she would come out of the kitchen and say, "Mom, I'm still here."
因为她妈妈如果没看到她一段时间，她就会很紧张。
Because if her mother does not see her for some time, then she will begin to be nervous.
就是非常的关心她，很怕妈妈会觉得很没有安全这样。
And she is very careful in thinking that her mom will not feel safe.
这真的就是很尊敬她的父母亲。
This is how she respected her mother.
那她也给这个教会的这些晚辈做了一个很好的榜样。
And she serves as a very good example to all the brothers and sisters in the church.
那她对她的妈妈真的像个照顾像孩子一样，很细心。
And she treated her mother just like she treated a baby.
所以。我们要尊重我们的父母，即使是老了，他们什么都不会的时候，我们还是要维持这样的一个态度。
And even if our parents is old and they cannot do anything, we must be respectful to them.
圣经里面在讲到孝敬的第三个，他说要奉养父母。
And the third thing, written in the Bible regarding filial piety is to support their living.
看箴言十九章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
十九章二十六节说。
Chapter 19, verse 26.
说虐待父母。虐待父亲撵出母亲的是愚羞自辱之子。
26. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach.
为虐待父亲撵出母亲的这样的人呢，真的是有时候比牲畜还不如。
And someone who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is just like an animal.
圣经告诉我们要做儿女的要奉养父母。
And in the Bible, it tells us that we must support their lives.
这是要学习，这是要去培养的。
And this is something that we must learn.
箴言他古时候他这样讲，就是表示当时候一定有人是虐待父亲，会撵住母亲，不要母亲的。
And the reason why Bible wrote this is because at that time there must be somebody who mistreats his father and chases away his mother.
有时候人老了时候，父母亲做儿女如果没有这样一个态度，会觉得说父母亲是一个累赘。
And sometimes if the parents gets old and the children does not respect them, they will think that they're a burden.
但是其实父母亲是我们的宝贝。
But actually, our parents are our treasure.
是让我们可以领受福气的一个方法。
And they're a source of how we can receive a blessing.
所以我们说家里一老有一宝，就是因为我们知道说，神在这里面他所定的旨意是什么。
So when we say that having an old person in our family, it's having like a treasure. This is something that we need to learn.
奉养父母亲一定是蒙神喜悦的。
And if we support their lives, then God will be happy.
我们看提摩太前书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章。
1 Timothy chapter 5.
第五章看第四节。
Let's read verse 4.
五章四节说，若有寡妇有儿女，或有孙子孙女，并叫他们先在自己家中学习行孝，报答亲恩，因为这在神面前是可蒙悦纳的。
Verse 4.But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
这个做儿女的、做孙子孙女的，要在家里面学习行孝，就是要懂得去奉养父母。
And the children and grandchildren need to learn to be to show piety at home.
看第八节
，verse eight.
他说：“人若不看顾亲室，就是背了真道，比不信人还不好；不看顾自己家里人，更是如此。
”But if anyone does not provide for his own,And especially for those of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
这就是圣经里面告诉我们的，我们人应该要尽的本分。
And this is the teaching of the Bible of what we should do.
我们应该要真的看顾我们的父母亲。
We must take care of our parents.
我们在现在这个社会，当然政府有这个所谓的退休养老制度。
And in this society, we have social security.
所以其实我们大部分的年长的我们的长辈啊，其实。我们的生活基本上应该都没有什么缺乏。
So most of the elderly should not have any lacking in their lives.
但是我们做儿女的也不能够把这件事情忽略了。
But as children, we cannot ignore them.
我们在主里面，我们的这些后代，其实我们对这个道理实行得非常好。
And in the Lord, most of our members practice this very well.
那物质的奉养其实这是一方面而已。
And giving them material support is only one part.
最重要，他们现在最需要，其实就是心里面却觉得很满足。
But what they really need is to be satisfied in their heart.
就是说，我们做儿女的表现，在人在神面前的表现，真的让父母亲觉得很放心。
So what we do in this world will be a comfort to our parents.
所以要孝顺父母的第四个的角度，第四个方向。
So to honor our parents, the fourth level.
就是要让父母亲觉得喜悦满足。
And let us let our parents feel safe and satisfied.
我们现在看回来箴言二十三章。
Let's turn back to Proverbs chapter 23.
箴言23章。
Proverbs chapter 23.
看24节。
Let's read verse 24.
箴言23章24节，义人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。
Proverbs chapter 23 verse 24. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he who begets a wise child will be delight in him.
25说。
Verse 25.
你要使父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。
Let your father and your mother be glad, and let he who bore you rejoice.
要让我们的父母亲真的得到欢喜快乐，就是我们要成为一个义人。
And we need to give joy to our father and mother. The way we do it is by being a righteous person.
我们需要有智慧。
We must be wise.
那我们的生我们的才会吃得很满足。
And those who begot us will be satisfied.
要成为义人，要有智慧，就是要敬畏神。
And to be a righteous person and to bring rejoice to our parents is to,
因为敬畏神就是智慧的开端。
Is to fear God because fearing God is the beginning of wisdom.
当我们是义人的时候
，if we're a righteous person,
我们凡事就是蒙神祝福。
In everything, God will bless us.
我们的父母亲就觉得很放心了。
And our parents will be feel comforted.
我们每一个人，父母亲没有办法陪儿女走一辈子。
And most parents cannot live.Pass our children.
照理论上来说，父母亲都会先离开。
And most of the time, the parents will pass away first.
当父母亲离开的时候，他要怎么样才能够放心的离开呢
？And when our parents pass away, how can they pass away in comfort?
就是当他知道他的儿女在这个世上真的都是敬畏神的人。
And it's that when they know that their children practice righteousness in this world,
有神的恩典同在
，and there's grace of God abiding in them,
将来能够得救的
，then they will be saved.
那以后我们先离开，以后和我们的儿女还有跟我们合在一起。
And when they pass away, they know that their children will be with them in the future.
所以我们做儿女的，如果我们真的能够把这个道理好好的把它抓住，把它行出来
，so if we can practice and hold on to this truth,
让我们真的都是在天国里面有份的人。
Then we will have inheritance in heaven.
那我们的父母亲就会觉得很满足。
Then our parents will be satisfied.
将来他们在天上。
And in the future they will be in heaven.
他们先在那里休息。
And they will be resting.
以后他这些后代子孙一个一个跟他在一起。
And their future generation will come and join them.
这个就是最大的孝顺。
This is the greatest duty of piety.
就是让父母亲觉得很满足。
To make your parents feel satisfied.
他的关键就是真的能够有智慧，能够成为神眼中的义人。
And the key is to be a wise person and a righteous person in the eyes of God.
那我们做长辈的
，and as elderly members,
我们其实我们感谢神给我们这些恩典。
And we thank God for giving us such grace.
让我们活了这把岁数。
We can live until this age.
那我们经历了这么多的神的祝福。
And we have experienced so much grace from God.
真的，我们可以把很多的这些神的这恩典的见证传给我们的后代。
And we can pass on our experience, our testimony to our next generation.
那要为我们的子女祷告。
And we must pray for our children.
因为做父母亲的，我们今天如果能够真的用心关心我们儿女的婚姻呢
？And as parents, if we truly care about their marriage,
其实我们才会真的放心。
Then we will be comforted.
啊，如果我们的儿女有家庭的。
And if our children have families already,
我们要为他们的家庭祷告。
We must pray for his family.
如果他们还没有结婚的
，if they're unmarried,
要为他们的婚姻祷告。
We must pray for their marriage.
因为我们从圣经看到一个例子。
And in the Bible, we see an example.
这个做妈妈的，她本来做得很好。
And as a mother, initially she was a great mother.
她爱她的儿女啊。
She loved her children.
可是后来她的儿子结婚以后。
But at the end, her children got married.
她说她不想活了啦。
She does not want to live anymore.
干脆去死掉算了。
So she wanted to die.
因为她的媳妇给她太多问题了。
Because her daughter-in-law gave her so much trouble.
我们现在看一下这个见解了哈。
And let's look at this example is our warning.
看创世纪二十六章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章。
Genesis chapter 26.
二十六章，请看第三十四节。
Please read verse 34.
就是以扫他四十岁的时候娶了两个妻子，外邦的女子。
And at 40 years old, Esau married two Gentile women.
35节,
Verse 35.
这两个妇人呢, 她说, 常常使以撒和利百加心里愁烦。
And verse 35, and they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah.
跳过去, 看第27章,
Let's read verse chapter 27.
46节,
verse 46.
利百加对以撒说, 我因为这赫人的女子连性命都厌烦了。 倘若雅各也娶赫人的女子为妻, 像这些一样, 那我活着还有什么意思呢?
Verse 46, and Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth, of a Heath. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughter of Heath, like these who are the daughter of the land, what good will my life to be to me?
那这个就是, 这个做妈妈,那当时候面对她这个儿女的婚姻的时候, 她所受到的苦了。
And this is the bitterness that the mother faced in the children's marriage. And it tells us that marriage is very important.
我们今天呢,
and as our parents, we must pray, we must care about
当他们,
their marriage.
他们婚姻能够在主里面建立家庭的时候,
if they can marry in the Lord and establish the family, then we will be satisfied.
那不然呢, 我们的下半辈子真的会很惨。
If not, then we will be filled with sorrow.
我们会觉得, 啊, 像这里利百加讲的，他说活着还有什么意思呢？
Then we'll be like Rebecca, thinking that what good is it to live?
那我们在主里面，我们是有盼望的。
So in the Lord, we have hope.
我们只要愿意为他们祷告。
If we're willing to pray for them.
然后多为他们 关心他们婚姻的一些事情。
And care about their marriage.
有智慧的去关心他们。
And to care about them with wisdom.
那我们的这个 人生啊就很满足,
then our life will be satisfied.
那因为我们有神,
we have God to rely on.
那些儿女他们会懂得敬畏神,
then the children will know how to fear God.
那我们的生命就会觉得很有价值,
then our life will be one with value.
用这些信息跟我们长辈, 我们弟兄姐妹一起互相勉励。
So I would like to use this encouragement to encourage everyone.
让我们每一个人, 啊, 真的都能够在神的家里面享受神给我们恩典。
Then everyone can enjoy the blessing in God.
Let's
sing him.
492首.
492.